Congress is working on another coronavirus aid package. It's already passed the Senate. The biggest chunk of money is for emergency loan programs created to help small businesses facing uncertainty and lost revenue because of the pandemic. But Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott reports entrepreneurs have to navigate a cumbersome application process, and there's no guarantee of success.
Oral health is important. But for now, just like a lot of other businesses, dentist offices are closed, except for emergencies. Dentist Deborah Hiblin knows it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
I don't think it's going to be like flipping a switch, especially for dental, because we create all kinds of aerosolized respiratory microdroplets, which is exactly how it's spread.
Hiblin is a partner at her own dental practice in Rochester Hills. Mostly she can't work, but she still does have to pay rent and other bills.
We still have, you know, probably at least $10,000 to $12,000 of curing costs every month that we have to pay, even though we're not allowed by executive order to be in our office. So, yeah, it's a challenge.
Even businesses that can stay open are feeling the economic slowdown prompted by the pandemic. It's why Congress created emergency loan programs specifically to help small businesses. But Hiblin says trying to get some of that help is a confusing, time-intensive process.
I was just looking through my three-ring binder, because now I have a three-ring binder to keep track of everything and dates and applications and where and what. This is technically a full-time job. I mean, there's a lot to navigate. It's a lot to figure out.
Hiblin said she had to go to three different lenders to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. It gives small businesses forgivable loans to pay workers.
I finally found someone to, you know, allow me to put in an application. I got my application in about 3 or 4 hours after they ran out of money.
The program is overwhelmed with applications, but the U.S. Senate has approved a bill that would put $300 billion more dollars into the PPP. The Small Business Administration says once the expansion is signed into law, which it's expected to be, pending applications like Hiblin's will start to be processed.
So, fingers crossed, because we need it.
Hiblin says she has enough cash on hand to pay the bills at the beginning of May, then she's really going to have to figure something out. A lot of entrepreneurs have an independent, bootstrap mindset, according to Rochester Regional Chamber of Commerce President Elena Campbell. She says small business owners aren't used to asking for help or potentially taking on debt, and they're definitely not used to wading through the bureaucracy of brand new government programs.
You know how to run your business, and you know how to do it well, but it's a really scary thing to figure out how to fill these different forms out and things. I mean, you apply for the PPP and they ask and for all these different things that you're not quite sure what they're talking about.
While more than $10 billion in PPP loans have been approved for Michigan businesses, critics have faulted the Small Business Administration for giving PPP money to big established companies. And some members of Congress, including Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, are asking the Small Business Administration to make sure the next round of funding prioritizes smaller companies.
We wanted to make sure that the SBA and the Small Business Administration knew that this time around, with this additional $300 billion that they're going to be getting, they have to make sure that they're not just giving to some of the most familiar or the largest businesses.
Elena Campbell from the Rochester Regional Chamber of Commerce expects more business owners are realizing they're going to need help to survive the coronavirus outbreak. There's some expectation that when the new round of assistance is approved, it could run out just as fast as it did the first time. I'm Tyler Scott, Michigan Radio News.